Good morning. We're continuing with the Halachas of Purim. So we mentioned the Dal Parshiyos. The next one of the Dal Parshiyos is Parshas Paro. There is one opinion that this is the Raisa, because it's when you read the Parsha of the Paro, and since Chazal said that the Paro is given as a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, and there's a mitzvah to remember the fact that Klal Yisrael was chayte against the Kadosh Baruch Hu with the Chet HaEgel, so we fulfill this mitzvah of the Raisa to remember that which we angered the Kadosh Baruch Hu with the Egel by reading the Parshas Paro. So that's the argument that it's the Raisa. The Magen Rambam says, however, the Ikra Pesach, that's not the Raisa. A person should have in mind to be here to the mitzvah when he reads Parshas or listens to Parshas Paro. Moving on to the next set of halachas. We have a inyan of giving a zecher for the Machzis HaShekel. This is not really per se a mitzvah of Purim. This is sometime during the month of Adar that a person would, historically in Klal Yisrael, a person would give a Machzis HaShekel for the purpose of the Karbonis. So we've started a minute to give a zecher for the Machzis HaShekel, which was given at that point in time. There are different minhagim when to give it. Mishabura says it should be given a Tanis Esther before Mincha. The minhag to give three machzis, because it says three times in the parsha of the Machzis HaShekel, it mentions three times. Historically, I want to point out, they only gave one Machzis HaShekel, not three. But this minhag has become that is to give, because it says it three times, give Machzis HaShekel. The Kirchiyah was only for people who had to give the Machzis HaShekel, which was from the age of 20 years and up for men. That there is an opinion which says the Kirchiyah was from the age of Bar Mitzvah. But the minhag is to give even for Ketanim, and the minhag is to give even for women as well. Once a person starts to do so, to give for the Ketanim and for the women, he has to continue. It just says if a person would do that at the time of the Mikdash, once he started, he could not stop. He wasn't mechuyev to do so, but if he did so, he could not stop. And so the same thing applies to this minhag as well. That a person, once he starts giving for his children and for his wife, boys and girls, he has to continue every year. Mikra din, the person... The Mishabura mentions a problem which they had, that not everybody could afford to give the Machzis HaShekel. The minhag was to take a coin of that country, which was designated as a half. So you would have a half a pound sterling if there was such a coin, you would have half a dollar, you would have half a ruble. Whatever it was in that Medina, if they had a coin which is called half, they would give three of those coins. Rishon Zalman has a tshuva where he responded to a people from a country that which there was no coin in their medina of a half. They asked him what should he do. He says a person could get half dollars, because in any country dollars are accepted as a currency. And actually he himself would prefer using half dollars for the following reason. The coin in the time of the Mikdash of a shekel was a silver coin. The Machzis HaShekel was a silver coin. And the amount the person was mechuyev to give actually was based on the value of the silver content. So those who argue we should give that according to that value, not according to this coin. But because we do a zeker, we hold that the person gives the amount of a Machzis HaShekel of a half dollar or three half dollars that is sufficient, regardless of the silver value, the value of silver at that point in time. Is there any mile of giving a coin which has silver content? So Rishon Zalman held yes, and since the older half dollars, not more recent ones, had silver content, so he felt that was a mile at least to fulfill that mile. Mikra Adin, even the time of the Mikdash, a person did not have to give actual silver. He could give other coins as well, as long as they equal up to the amount of the value. So a person could give copper pennies and fulfill the same thing. So there's no real chiyuv to give kesef. If a person could not afford to give $1.50. So a person can write a check for $1.50 and fulfill the obligation, meikar adin, without a problem. The Rishon Zalman's hanhaga was just a maila ba'alma. The person writes a check for $1.50. There's no question that he fulfills this mitzvah, this minig, to give masis a shekel. Historically, there were people who could not afford to even give that amount. So they created an idea of they're going to put those coins available for the tzibur, that each person would come, pick them up, be kind of them, donate them, as were, to the tzibur, and then give a small amount of money, whatever he could afford to give. So he'd pick up these 3 half rubles and give them into the pushka. Then he'd put in 2 pennies of his own, and the next person would come and be kind of the 3 half rubles again and do so. That was only relevant for people who could not afford to give the full amount themselves. Nowadays, that we could, Baruch Hashem, afford to give the full $1.50 each, there's really no need to pick up those coins which were placed in the pushka, in the plate. But if you want to get the mila, the Rishon Zalman says, of giving a coin which has silver content, and the coins have silver content, so a person would do so. Now, your Rabbi says that a person cannot use ma'aser money for this purpose. Mishnah Berurah does not mention that. So it seems to be the Mishnah Berurah holds that a person could do so. If a person gives any amount, wants to give more, so there's no doubt he can use ma'aser money. The truth is there's no union of being ma'aser more money for ma'aser shekel. There's no union of being ma'aser more money for ma'atanas lav yonim. Masa shekel, the minig is to give this amount, and there's no union to give Moisif more at all. The person wants to give extra money, the person can use it for Masa shekel. So Hashem, we will move on to the next halachas, which is the halachas of Titus Esther. Tomorrow, have a good day.